Hello, good morning. It is November the 29th, 2021. It is 10:40 a.m. I am here in St. Mary's University Law School, the RAPA building with Angelica Coronado. Hi, Angie. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you.
Can you please state me your full name and what is your job description here?
Of course. I am Angelica Coronado. I am the receptionist, admin assistant for the law school faculty.
Sounds great. Tell me, Angie, for working for the law faculty, how long have you been here?
2 years.
2 years. So about 2 years ago, it was when the pandemic struck us worldwide. Tell me, how did that come into effect here on campus?
That affected campus in a major way. The school shut down to the students. The only ones that were shortly employed were just the employees and facilities. Then shortly after, as it got worse, a lot of us were working from home instead of being on campus.
Did you ever experience any difficulty or frustration while sustaining a job during the pandemic?
No, not really. Our jobs were pretty easy working from home. The IT group here on campus did a really good job about keeping us updated with the instructions on how to work from home.
Wow, if it wasn't for IT, then things might have been a little bit crazy then.
That is exactly correct.
Okay, now I know as of now, things have become a lot better through the vaccine and whatnot. And tell me, how do you feel with the whole vaccination process of coming back to work? Some people putting all the vaccines, people not. How has it been affecting you here coming back to campus?
I guess not a major change. Whether you're vaccinated or not, I'm still taking precautions as according to the policies of the school, of still keeping a distance, wearing a mask. I feel pretty safe here on campus. So it hasn't affected me majorly.
That's good. That's good that you feel safe, especially right now since we are still living through the pandemic. Even though we are living through the pandemic, like I just said, and the vaccine has come to place, have you ever felt that we're never gonna move forward from this? Do you think we're gonna still be wearing the mask? How do you think this is gonna happen in the educational institutions?
I think for now, the way things are progressing, we've made some progress with vaccinations, but at this point, I think we're still gonna be at wearing a mask probably another while, just because now it sounds like there's variants that are popping up and they're unsure about that. But at this point, I still feel safe. I'm keeping myself guarded, and we just have to follow policy and just keep wearing our masks.
Of course, I definitely agree with you. But do tell me, I am curious, from working online to coming back to the building, which one do you prefer? I know there was a lot of people worldwide that they loved the idea of working home. It was a lot easier for them. You know, the saving of gas, the saving of time in traffic, whatnot, any other outside expense. Tell me, how do you feel about that? From which one would you prefer, working on home or working in the building?
I work either way. I love working on campus and I love working from home. To me, it's not... it doesn't matter. I can work at home or work in the building.
That's great. That's great. How about your coworkers? How do you think they feel about coming back to campus almost a year later?
I think it just varies. Some of them are glad to be back and some of them would rather be working from home. So, yeah.
Do you think it has to do because of their age gap, you know, between maybe how of a high risk they are, or just, you know, personal preference, or maybe because of the vaccine? Do you think it has to do a lot with COVID that they don't want to come back to campus?
It might be all of the above that you just mentioned.
okay. It's crazy to see how St. Mary's is such a small campus and so many things are influenced by the faculty and staff and the students. As of now that we are back, are you excited for anything particular besides being back on campus?
No, just it was great to see the students back. The school looked like a ghost town without the students on here, not seeing their faces. So I'm looking forward to that.
That sounds very nice of you. And thank you for so much for this interview, Angie. It was lovely to hear about you.
Thank you.
And this is the end of the interview. It is 10:46 a.m., November 29th, 2021. Interview had ended.